Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All over the age.
Is there a Jerry Rose? That's my question. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Chris Rose, do you know any Jerry's under 25 other than Jerry Judy?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No, but I do have a Jerry in my, I have at least one Jerry in my contacts. Let me see.
And he's over 25.
Yeah. God, I've got a bunch of them.
Is Jerry Rice in there?
Yeah.
Jerry Rice is not.
Ah.
Jerry Stackhouse is.
Oh, hey, very good.
Other famous Jerrys?
My buddy Jerry Blevins, who, major league pitcher, works with me at John Boy Media, left-hander from Ohio, actually.
Nice.
Great, great guy. Broadcasts for the Mets now.
Over 25.
Yeah, over 25.
Jerry Perzigian, who was our lead writer on the Best Damn Sports Show, period, back in the day, and used to write for the Jeffersons. And
he helped me get hubcaps when we came to – oh, no, that was somebody else. Never mind, keep going.
Yeah. and also wrote for the Golden Girls back in the day.
Nice. Ooh,
wow.
That Rue McClanahan was something, huh?
All right, let's move on.
Jerry Judy, would you trade for him? Let's stick with the Jerry theme here for a second.
What would you trade for him?
Yeah, what would you trade for him? Do you want him?
You know, I thought he was going to be far and away the best receiver in that class. Or at least top two or three. He's been a bit of a disappointment. He's had a real hands problem. So if it's called wide receiver still and not wide dropper, I would be really careful what I pay.
I
would
love
be
that.
Really careful because they still have too many. I know that it's middle of the second round and end of the third round, but there are some good players that we can get on the defensive side of the football. And I think there's guys out there. I mean, I'd take a flyer on a DJ Chark.
There we go. Phelps has been asking for him for 2 weeks.
Chris, can I reach through the phone line and just give you a hug?
Yeah, I mean, I also said Paris Campbell, and he got paid nothing.
Yeah.
Didn't he go up to the Giants?
For like $3 million.
Yeah, it was low. Whatever it was low. I would have taken a flyer there. I would have taken that. One other name I gave you kind of early in free agency was Alamide Zaccheaus.
Yeah.
Out of Atlanta. That's enough. You know, we're not
looking for a guy. And he's still available. He's still there.
Yeah, I mean, we're not looking for a guy that's going to supplant Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones at the top of the depth chart. You're looking for a guy that can consistently get open, run routes, and catch the damn ball when he's open. That's what you're looking to do.
Thank you, Chris Rose.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, not everybody can be a star. Not when you have as many guys making substantial money as we do. So you have to do some bargain shopping.
Add some depth to the position. You can do that in free agency without giving up a draft pick or a player.
Yeah.
I mean, why hasn't that happened yet?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I look and see what the Browns have available cap-wise, but, you know, they know what they're dealing with in future years and kicking the can down the road with Watson's contract much more than we do. So I just don't, you know, we could sit here and say all day, well, this is what makes sense and that's what makes sense, but it might not make the financial sense that we just aren't privy to.
What do you think Kareem Hunt is thinking right now? And what do you think the Browns are thinking about Kareem Hunt right now?
I mean, I'd be shocked if he was back. I just would. I mean, you know, he's a guy that There's a lot of depth in this league at that position. There just is. I think the fascinating thing to watch in late April on draft day is who's going to take Bijan Robinson? Mm-hmm. Get out of Texas. Daniel Jeremiah has him as his fourth best player. Best player, not running back. Best player available in this draft. There's a possibility he's still going to be around until the 20s. And I bring it up because we all know Kareem Hunt's a really good football player, and he values himself at a certain dollar figure. And he has every right to do that. But is he starting running back? Yes, he is in this league. But there are teams that just don't value guys. And it sucks, but if you want your kids to grow up to be football players, get them away from the running back position.
Chris,
doesn't make sense.
I mentioned the other day, yesterday we were talking about it, and you know the whole running back and devalued. Only three free agent running backs signed for $3 million or more guaranteed. I mean, that in the free agency, a guarantee of $3 million or more is not very good. And you have guys, and though he's had injuries like crazy, a really talented guy like Rashad Penny signs for $1.3 million. And if he's healthy, I'd rather have Rashad than Kareem, but I really like Kareem. But that just goes to show where this market is. You're absolutely right about that. If you're Kareem, what are you looking for now? Just a job that pays, or are you still looking for the right spot, or what?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what he could possibly be waiting for. God, is he going to be a guy that waits until all the money's going to be dried up if he waits too much longer.
And the other day, Chris, the double whammy, Houston signed Devin Singletary and Buffalo then signs Damian Harris. And I thought both of those might be decent landing spots for him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun for him. It's not fun. And, you know, does he wait and see if the Titans try and trade Derrick Henry and then he goes down there? Maybe. Let's not forget that it's a solid running backs group. It really is. It's a solid, so teams can draft a guy in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round and feel good about that guy coming in and being a backup immediately, almost. It's just it's the position of the sport, that's all.
All right, Chris, I'm going to switch gears with you because I saw you tweet. I just hearted it, so I just liked it. Just so you know, I should have done this last night when I read it when you did it. But
yeah, whatever.
I was watching World Baseball Classic, and I saw this last night when you did this. So it said, no other sport gives you what we just saw. October drama in March, pretty damn fun. Thanks again, WBC. Yeah. I wholeheartedly 100% agree with that social media tweet last night, Chris. That was so much fun last night. I enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, it was great. And by people, you know, I didn't make myself clear enough when I was the first line, which is, you know, nothing gives us what we just saw.
I meant the best
players in the sport who are teammates during the year facing each other.
Right.
I will say this. I think that if you don't watch Shohei Ohtani and you're a sports fan, you're making a huge mistake. I get it. I'm a baseball fan. Find a way to watch his games this year because we've never seen anything like it. People say, oh, we saw Babe Ruth. Well, first of all, who the hell is walking the planet saw Babe Ruth play? Secondly.
Funny, we said that about the comparisons from last night, too. First segment, we're like, man, these Babe Ruth comparisons are pretty deep. But go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, and for A-Rod to sit there and say that Babe Ruth was fast, okay, I think I'll call him on that one. I don't believe so. This guy is the best athlete in his sport, period. Because it's the equivalent of Patrick Mahomes throwing for 40 touchdowns and getting 10 sacks. It's the equivalent of Messi scoring the go-ahead penalty kick in the World Cup final, but then making the save to help them win. This is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And, you know, I just had a guy, it's going to come out next week on the Rose Rotation, a guy named Vinny Pasquantino, who unfortunately I think Guardians fans are going to get to know very well over the next several years. He's a Royals first baseman / DH. He played for Team Italia during the World Baseball Classic. So he played in Taiwan. Then he played in Japan because they made it out of pool play. He said, you cannot go 5 feet over there without Shohei being in your face. He said, when he came out, have his first at bat, the whole place went silent. Then they started doing these specific Shohei chants, and he said it's the loudest he's ever heard something in his life. It's something so different and so unique, and just appreciate it because it's not going to be here much longer.
Chris, I got to tell you, when I was watching the last at bat last night, normally, I mean, if you have USA on your chest, I'm like everyone else is the enemy. Like when Shohei was pitching last night, he didn't seem like the enemy to me,
no.
Which was a really weird. Yeah. It was a really, really weird feeling to have because, you know, I want USA to win, but I was like, when he threw the first one over 100 miles an hour, I was like, damn, he's got this.
Yeah, I read a stat yesterday, last night, that Codify put out that said Mike Trout in his career, and he started it full time in 2011, in his career, he has only swung and missed in a single plate appearance 24 times.
Wow.
Three times. So he did it last night, and people are like, oh, he dominated him. I just did a show this morning with Trevor Plouffe, who played in the bigs almost 10 years. He's like, the fact that Mike Trout puts that good a swing on the slider on the strike three, it's like he's one of like two guys on the planet who could have looked that good on a swing and miss. I think Shohei has the attention, the respect of, and an appreciation of every other player in Major League Baseball, a little bit the way that Tiger Woods did when he was revamping the tour.
Hmm.
Like when he would show up, TV ratings would go up exponentially. Purses would go up as well. Shohei is doing something similar in his sport.
I've been waiting. We've been waiting. Everybody, we've talked about it with Shohei. That, okay, who follows suit? You know, if there is there a great young pitcher who can also hit like crazy. And I'm wondering, Chris, do you think that will actually happen? We're going to see more guys who do that? Or was it either that he was such a freakily good pitcher and hitter that they allowed him to do that in Japan and then it carried over here? Or was he developed in Japanese baseball that way?
Well, let's remember, when he came here, one of the reasons he ended up in Anaheim was not everybody wanted him to do both.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So you have to remember that. He was allowed to come here, set his schedule. Here's what I'm gonna tell you when I'm ready to hit after I pitch, and it's basically the next day. Like, I can't believe the guy throws seven innings one day, and the next day he's DHing. I know some people say, well, hold on, he only has to get up there four times a game. Go ask major league pitchers how they feel the day after they pitch. Some guys can't rotate their bodies. That guy's hitting 400-foot bombs the next day. So, you know, that's one of the reasons he's done this with the Angels. And for us to say, well, you know, there'll be Shohei's popping up all over the planet. I hope so, but I can't. People have no idea how hard it is to be excellent at both. If you get either a stud pitcher, like a Garrett Cole who signed for $324 million on the free agent market, or a stud hitter like Aaron Judge who just signed for $360 or whatever it is, you combine those two, you get $700 million on the open market for being one of those guys. What do you get for being both?
Great point. All right,
That's really cool.
We only have like a minute.
By the way, I do. Hey, I got my oldest son. I love it. My oldest son, Josh, is home from San Diego. He's going to be pissed if I don't get one Cavs question.
Okay, Jeff, ask him a question. Ask him a Cavs question.
Our thought has been Cavs go as far as Donovan Mitchell takes them. Yay? Nay?
Yeah, I think that a good year for us is winning 50 games in the season, which I think we will, and to win a first-round playoff series, most likely against the Knicks, and I think that's going to be a real challenge.
I do, too.
I can't stand our rotation. It drives me nuts. I cannot believe we don't have a big man off the bench. Right, Josh? Yeah, he's nodding his head. We can't believe that we've gotten into this predicament.
Well, between that and your DJ Chark thought, you and I need to have another group hug.
Yeah, just it's really frustrating that, you know, they got rid of Kevin Love because they said Dean Wade took his minutes. Well, Jesus, I mean, I'm doing the same thing Dean Wade's been doing the last six or seven games.
And looking better doing it.
But it doesn't make any sense. What's the point? I mean, get out there. He plays solid defense. I know he's been whiffing outside the arc. But what if he gets hot? And I know people shrink their bench come playoff time, but you're telling me the only three guys we're going to play is LeVert, Rubio, and Jetty, the tallest guy's 6'7"? Like, is that really what we're going to do? We're going to have Evan Mobley log 46 minutes a night against the Knicks? That doesn't seem like a winning equation.
Right, what, is Josh playing any sports, or what's Josh doing? I mean, if he's going to sit around and just ask.
He's working. He's in the working world.
Oh, what's he doing?
Yeah, he's down in San Diego. They're getting ready. You know, he works for the Padres pre- and post-game shows. So
very
he's
nice.
Gonna be doing a lot. Yeah, he's going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. But he also, at 22, has been directing and producing a lot of UC San Diego games on ESPN+, Plus, which is great for kids that are young getting into the production business. He gets a, you know, he got to direct a baseball game where there was a walk-off the other day, and it was perfect. I was so proud of him. Like, the way he told the story, the sequencing, it was great. I loved it. Very proud of him. Good job, Josh.
Nice. There you go, Josh.
Does he need to say hi to any family back here before we say goodbye?
You want to say hi to anybody back in Cleveland? Who still lives there? It's great that you talk with your family, Josh. remember how proud I was 17 seconds ago?
Just threw your family Andrew, into the bus,
your
Chris.
Cousin Andrew. Okay, good.
Yeah, I just want a big shout out to Cousin Andrew back in Cleveland. All right, Chris. Thank Josh, too. We appreciate him.
We do.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have a talk about the – I guess I'm going to have to bust out the family tree again. Jeez, oh, man.
It's time to come home for the holidays, my friend. Time to come home. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys, thank you as always. I'm sure I'll talk to you at some point soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chris. Make sure you're checking out Chris on the Rose Rotation. Of course, you watch him on NFL Network, and just an outstanding Clevelander who's now transplanted himself out to Los Angeles so that he and his son can both thrive in the media business.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.